T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back. Hour number two. We've had a line change. Logan Arblaster is out to enjoy the weather. And Joel Nelson is here to take you through the afternoon at 412-928-9370. Hit me up on Twitter at KDPomp. And Joel will get you on the air here shortly. I want to remind you that the fan text line is always brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. And fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. If you look outside, you know that the weather is fantastic again. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And that is going to be a high today in the 70s. And a little low tonight in the 40s, and then we have some rain potentially coming into the area tomorrow. In the meantime, we're talking about all things Pittsburgh sports. Penguins in action tonight, trying to make it 4-2 after a come-from-behind win at L.A. the other night. They were down 2-0, came back to win. Good performance there by Arthur Shelovs. And tonight I would expect Tristan Jarry to be in net against San Jose. You know what happened with the Steelers. We've been talking a lot about it. Love to hear your take on it, and what does that do moving forward to your outlook on the Pittsburgh Steelers, given the fact that they have Green Bay and the Colts in their next two games. Both of those will be at home. Shohei Ohtani, I thought we saw the best single-game performance in a playoff ever in any sport. When you consider the 3,279 postseason games have been played in baseball since 1903, we have never seen one person pitch six scoreless innings, strike out 10, and then hit three home runs in the same game. Bar none, that is the biggest and best postseason single-game performance in any sport. 412-928-9370. In case you missed it last night, Louisville upset number two Miami, and they did it down in Miami. Carson Beck threw four interceptions. All these quarterbacks we've been raving about in terms of the draft next year, you got to let it play out, and that's why I always say let the season continue to unfold before you make some of these judgments that we all tend to make, and I get it. It's reaction radio, and we're doing a lot of that here. But I'd love to hear from you at 412-928-9370. We're going to begin with John in Pittsburgh, who joins us here on line two. Hello, John.
Yeah, hello, Bob.
What's up, man?
Nothing. I had a couple points. Regarding the best, you know, single performance in a postseason game or solo performance, I think Ohtani for baseball last night was definitely it. But it made me think of TJ Oshie against Russia in the Olympics. In 2014, now his was probably 10 to 15 minutes, but yeah, that was
shootouts, and I didn't like that rule anyway. In that, when they use one guy over and over again, I thought it should have moved. You know, I don't know if that's fair, but that's what they used.
Yeah, they did. And I don't know. I mean, you can only play by the rules, but that was an incredible performance as well, on the biggest stage too. But anyway, about the Steelers, I think that game on Thursday night really mirrored the Patriots game. But I mean, how we started hot. If we didn't force five turnovers against the Patriots, I think it would have went the exact same way. Their offense moved the ball on us and everything else. So that was just
Yeah, and now if you look at the overall stats, and again, they changed week to week, but this is now a six-game sample size. And the Steelers' defense, despite all the money and all the effort they put into it, You're right. Started first couple of games very shaky. They regained their swagger a little bit in those games against Minnesota and Cleveland, but not so much in this game. Their total defense right now is currently ranked 28th in the NFL, and their pass defense is 31st. So that's obviously not where they want it to be, and they have to figure out how, especially against some of the quarterbacks. You know, they've faced an entire slate of backups, so to speak, and now they got guys who aren't going to be backups, and one of them, maybe one of the hottest guys in the game, in Danny Dimes out there in Indianapolis.
Yeah, exactly right. It's just inexcusable for how much money our defense costs, too. It just does not make sense with the athletes we have. I know they're a little older, but still, there's just no production.
Yeah, but I also wonder about scheme. It's not just that. I mean, you know, they knew what was going to happen. They knew that the only hope they had was for Joe Flacco to find their top two receivers, and he did over and over again. And that does not have anything to do with the fact that they let Chase Brown rush for 9.8 yards per carry. You know, that's the one thing the Steelers had really taken care of over the last several games, and this game they did not.
Not at all. And they said that before that game, the Bengals were averaging like 58 yards per game total rushing.
That's it.
So it's just so bad. It's sad. But
well, they got to get it together, John. We'll see. That's why they play the games, and we got a lot more coming up.
Sounds good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, well, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Let's go out to Greensburg and talk to Jake. Hello, Jake. What's up?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
So the only things, a couple points I wanted to make, I noticed in the Steelers game was I couldn't believe how many tackles that Cam Hayward was making like 20 yards down the field. And I don't know. I was just wondering what you thought, if there was a reason for that.
Well, the reason is he never gives up on a play. I mean, he runs like, you know, for as long as he's been around and everything else, he just never quits on a play. But that goes to show you what they were doing to the Steelers' defense, the fact that he has to run 20 yards to try to make tackles.
Right, right. I just thought the play should have been made before that. But the other 2 points
were... Are you on a motorcycle?
No, sir. No, okay. I'm driving.
Okay.
But so with the with all the miscommunication, it just seems like Patrick Queen's always not in position. I don't know why that is. He's looking right, the ball goes behind him to the left. I don't know. I've seen that multiple times, you know, on Thursday.
Yeah, I think by and large, though, he's played better the last several weeks. You know, I just think the secondary, all these new players, the expectations were, well, they got these guys in here who have had experience. They're going to clamp down. Joey Porter Jr. continues to grab a hold of everybody, and you can't do that. You may think you're going to get away with it. I mean, he sticks with guys just because he's decent at doing that. But by grabbing, they're always going to look for that as a defensive back. Now, some of it is strictly hand fighting. You got to let it play through. But he should know that he has that reputation now and people are going to be looking for it.
Right, right. Well, and last point is why are they lining the Washington up out wide as a wide receiver? I mean, I understand he's tall, but, I mean, he's over 300 pounds. That just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know if that's Arthur Smith or Ed.
You can't teach size. And sometimes on those little passes that if you throw it up for him, he's going to win most of those battles. And I think that's why you'll see him more in, you know, red zone goal line situations. But thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 412-928-9370. We move to Bridgeville. Bill joins us right now. Hey, Bill, what's up? Hello, Bill.
Hello. I'm not from Bridgeville.
Oh, okay. It says Bridgeville here. So where are you from?
Penn Hills.
Okay.
I'm a friend of Richie Wells. But anyway.
Oh, good. Then you know about his golf prowess.
Yeah, and I know about you crashing one of my son's weddings, but it's a different story.
Well, I don't shy away from that. I like crashing weddings. If I'm in a vicinity.
Well, it was fun. Richie was supposed to get a picture signed for me, but he didn't give it to you yet. But anyway, I'm calling about the Steelers. You know, we have a good coach in Mike Tomlin, but he's not a great one, but he gets paid like one. And it's easy to be complacent. All the money, if I made his money, I'd be complacent all the time, so would you. But anyway, preparation in the NFL is very important. It seems like Mike Tomlin, I made up a word, you could tell Starkey about it, he suffers from mental complacency. He don't even realize he's doing. He just slacks when you're preparing for a team that has a losing record. And so mental complacency sat in week before Thursday. Well, they only had a short week, and that didn't help either. Well, I wouldn't be surprised they beat Green Bay and everything, but when you got a team, every year you go back to Tim Tebow, go to the Browns game and the playoff games, the teams weren't ready to play.
And all right. There's a lot of truth to that, but there's also, this is not, and thanks for the call, Bill, in Penn Hills. I can tell you that coming back from some of these long trips that they make, Tomlin doesn't even, he goes, if he sleeps for an hour, that's lucky. They're putting a lot of time and effort in. Now, they may be overthinking it and thinking the wrong way on some of this preparation in terms of strategy. And yes, you're going to have teams that lose to teams they're not supposed to. It happens every week in the NFL. But it's happened a lot under Mike Tomlin's watch, and that's certainly something that has to stop because it can lead to bad things in terms of playoff seeding if you get there and everything else. But they prepare. It's just maybe they're doing the wrong thing or calling the wrong schemes at the times, overthinking the fact that Joe Flacco's your quarterback. He's still, I would look at it from this way if I were him, is that Joe Flacco's 40. I watched the first couple of games in Cleveland where they ended up benching him, and then he lost his job. Now, you can claim the Browns have just put up the unconditional white flag and are surrendering to what they hope is a top five pick. Fine. But he still looked bad in those games. He threw 6 interceptions in a couple of games. There's a way to get to him. You got to upset his rhythm. That's the only way those veteran quarterbacks, just like Aaron Rodgers, if you come after and get him and upset his rhythm, you know, you're going to have success, I think. When you don't, he's cool under pressure. They know what they're doing. I would have put more pressure on Joe Flacco by design. I would have come after him with a lot of different blitzes. 412-928-9370. Greg in Youngstown's up next. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Bob. Here's the thing. This is what a Belichick would have done in that game. He would have double-teamed Chase, taken him out of the game completely. He would have rushed up the center instead of going from the corners, like how Watts was rushing. They got to move Watt around. He's taking such a wide turn on those rushes, and he's lost a step. He's not getting to these quarterbacks. And Flacco just sat there, and him and Highsmith is useless anymore. You got to rush up the center of the field against Flacco, make him have happy feet and throw interceptions. And this defensive coordinator should just be fired for that mistake. You got to take a receiver out of the game, just one of them, and then you rush up the center. And they were refusing to do that. I don't care if this running back had 90 yards. Teams don't want to run the ball. They want to pass the ball. And this is how we lost the game.
Well, it's a combination. Thanks, Greg, for the call. But the part of what you said about pressure on Flacco, to me, is a part that they overlooked. They should have done it more. And, yeah, you have 2 great receivers there. You pick one. I'm picking Chase. I'll make sure he has everybody on him so he doesn't beat me the way he did. If Higgins is going to get his share of plays because of it, so be it. But I also, again, thought the Steelers invested in Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay to go with Porter, and they, you know, gave Deshaun Elliott a nice deal because they believed in those guys in terms of coverage. I would trust those guys in coverage. If you don't, you know, now you're sitting everybody back in zone. Again, you're giving guys time. It doesn't take, you know, if you're going to give Joe Flacco 6 seconds to find a guy, he's going to find a guy. He's confident enough in his abilities, and he's 40 years old, which means at this point he's just playing for fun, just like Aaron Rodgers. If you throw the ball up, one of those guys is going to make a play, and we've seen that before. But the thing that I didn't like was so many slant patterns. Slant pattern after slant pattern after slant pattern. And after a while, you got to expect those are coming over the middle, and they just could not get to those plays. Those two receivers are very good, but you can't let them both beat you, and they both did. 412-928-9370. It's John and Butler, who's on the air right now here at 93.7 The Fan. Hey, John.
Bob, good to talk to you. I hope you're doing well.
You too.
Hey, you touched on it a couple of times. The Steelers' defensive scheme absolutely makes me nuts. Like you said, you can't sit back and play zone defense in the NFL where you're given 10 yards and 12 yards of cushion. Even you and I at this point can drop back on our third step and hit somebody 7 yards down the field accurately 90% of the time. The NFL's not played like that. You watch good defenses, Kansas City, Philadelphia. It is press man, physical at the line of scrimmage to disrupt the timing. Tomlin refuses to do that. The other thing that makes me absolutely nuts, when other teams either go to 2 tight ends or 3 receivers, the Steelers go to their nickel package with only 2 defensive linemen. And for the last 5 years, teams run the ball at will because they just outsize them. And they still don't make an adjustment. Even the Bengals at 50 yards of rushing, what they run, almost 150.
Yeah, they were tripled it.
Whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah, and it's going, and that's got to change. I thought they made strides in the last 2 games. They did. They got better against Minnesota. They were even better against Cleveland. And in this game, you would have thought against the defense, number one offensively, that their defense was terrible. I thought their offensive line was terrible. And I don't care. That's Joe Flacco. They've gone with, you know, yes, he's a step up from Jake Browning, but he's also 40 years old and a guy who has to be disrupted to make. Go back and look at what he did at Cleveland this year. And he's had some great moments in Cleveland. He certainly had great moments in Indianapolis against the Steelers at their expense. But what got to them was pressure, and you make him uncomfortable to throw the ball, and then he's interception prone. He really is. But in this game, he had 3 touchdowns, no picks, on 47 dropbacks. Now, I would have bet that there would be at least 2 or 3 interceptions on 47 dropbacks, but we never saw that.
And, Bob, let me ask you this, too. Why is it on 3rd and long the Steelers go into a prevent defense and give up long conversions? It seems like 80 or 90% of the time, 3rd and 8, 3rd and higher, and they sit back 15 yards behind the sticks and they give up that conversion so much.
I think that's a trend, John, that we see for not just the Steelers. If you watch a lot, you'll see a lot of teams do that. They're just trying to keep the ball in front of them. But you can't give that much cushion, you know, and you certainly don't want to go – straight man press, because if somebody does get behind it, then all of a sudden they're going to get the first down and more. I mean, it's just strategies playing chess at times here, but the bottom line is they're making it a little too easy on 3rd down and long situations. And thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate it. 412-928-9370. One more before we go to the break, and we'll go to Joe in Bloomfield. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Hey, Bob, how are you today?
Doing great. What's going on with you?
I'm fine, thank you. Hey, I just want to get off topic a little bit about the Steelers here and switch gears. Often I hear on your show or other shows on the station defending or suggesting that players are in a contract year. So they, knowing that, they play better because it's a contract year and they're playing for their contract. So what did they do for those first 4 seasons when they were under contract to their team and getting paid quite well?
Well, that's not to
they
suggest
playing.
They are. And you still look ahead to a second contract. If you're in the first, second, or third year of a 4-year deal, you still have to put up numbers. What I mean, the general thought of playing in a quote contract season is that there's another one out there. And people remember your last year more so than they remember 3 years ago. So if you put up good numbers in your so-called contract season, people are going to react to that very kindly. They will. And they're going to give you more money than you probably think you can get.
Okay, so case in point, this week you guys were discussing Pickens, and I believe you would like to have seen him stick around.
For that very reason, yes.
It was a contract year. Well, George was here for 3 years and was nothing more than a cancer, and I hate to use that word, but was nothing more than a pain in the neck in that locker room, from what I understand. And just some of the things
absolutely
he did
and
on the field publicly.
Joe, you're right.
So he should have been playing those first 3 years. He had a contract.
He was their best big time receiver that they've had over those 3 years. Okay. But
he was. And when he played,
but when you
I
mix that with
him.
All the negativity that he brought, that's why they moved him. My only concern was they dealt with that for 3 years. Why not one more year and try to get him at his best? And so far in Dallas, now C.D. Lamb's coming back this week, so we'll see what he does when C.D. Lamb gets a lot more targets than probably he would. But, you know, he has been very good. He has 6 touchdown receptions. He's on pace to have like 1,700 yards. I know it's only 6 games. But my theory with him is that I thought he would have checked his ego into the back seat. He would have not brought all the crap he was bringing over 3 years, and for 1 year and 1 year, just only this year, to get a new contract. And I think what I'm seeing is sort of playing out. Now, does that mean he won't just implode at some point and go crazy and have a sideline moment? Absolutely he could. But I'm betting that he won't based on what's at stake for him. That's all.
Okay. Well, I understand. But at the same time, I just get upset with any player that thinks, well, this is my contract year. I really got to put out because I want more money.
They're not saying that. I'm observing it that way, Joe. That's what I'm looking at with guys who are in that final year. I think they all are inspired because of what lies ahead. But thanks for the call.
Is anyone beside me disappointed in the play of T.J. Watt?
I think a lot of people are based on, you know, again, you're tied to your contract and you're tied to what are the expectations. But I still think he's pretty active in this game, notwithstanding. He was a non-factor in this game, and there are too many of those.
It goes back to midseason last year, and he's really not been what he was before. I understand age is catching up. But, again, saying that, the man, he sits out about a contract dispute, then perform on the field. You got a raise. You got another raise this year. They keep renegotiating these contracts for these guys, and they're going – Their money might be better spent somewhere else.
All right, Joe. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you for that. But I just think, again, general, to me, it's common sense when you're dealing with guys who are playing for something. And if George Pickens does not play and he turns out to be even more of a problem, then he won't get another deal. But if he you know, if he puts that in the back burner, comes out and plays good football, which he has so far. And the reason I also thought this was, and I get it, that had to be, and Mike Tomlin's normally good about dealing with some of these players. I thought he'd be able to sustain one more year with this guy. You put him against, on either side, Metcalf and Pickens. They've been looking for a number two for a year and a half, 2 years now. If you look at the numbers, the only guy who has four touchdown receptions for the Steelers is Metcalf. Austin and Skoronski are the only two who've also had two and one, so three total. They still need something from a number two receiver. And I thought because of that general talk that was out there, because of the Steelers still showing that they were looking, I thought this would have been a good reason for him. Now, there are those who say when Metcalf got here and he got the $150 million, that Pickens would have soured up and know that he – but he still would have been motivated to have a good year. Because if he's here, even if DK Metcalf is getting all the targets, he should look at it, you know, smartly and say, I'm still going to benefit because he's going to get double teamed. I should get my share of action, which means numbers should continue to swell, which would make him a more viable option in free agency for someone else to deal with. And I would not have signed him to a long-term deal, just for the record. I was just banking on 1 year and that's it. He's going to have the same situation down there with CD Lamb, who gets most of the targets. But even in the early games when C.D. Lamb did, he had his share of targets. Anyway, too much on that topic. Got to take a break. We have Donnie. We have Neil. We have more calls on the way until 1 o'clock when Paul Alexander takes the reins. Up into our Pitt Panther preview show coming at you at 4:30 today. Pitt and Syracuse tonight at 7:30. And we'll see what Penn State does. They got Iowa. They got Ohio State and Indiana. I play that what-if game. What if Terry Smith re-energizes this team with a backup quarterback and wins two of those three? Again, what if? I don't expect it to happen. What if it does? 412-928-9370 right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Joel Nelson behind the glass on a beautiful Saturday here in Pittsburgh, Bob Pompeiani with you until 1 o'clock, and then it's Paul Alexander throughout the course of the afternoon. Tonight we have Pitt and Syracuse, a game that Pitt is favored by 9.5 points. Syracuse is not a good football team. They've lost some key players. Pitt should win that game. And if they do, do you think they have a case here in the ACC, which saw last night Miami, the number two ranked team in the country, lose at home to Louisville? Carson Beck intercepted 4 times. Love to hear your takes on that. And I played the what-if game. I'm just curious, what if? What if Terry Smith comes out, and I was just talking to Paul Alexander, who knows a lot about Penn State football. What if they win tonight? Let's just say that they go into Iowa. And Iowa has beaten some very good Penn State teams over the years. So I'm not going to suggest that, given everything that's happened, that I would expect them to win. But what if they do? So they lose back-to-back games to teams that were 20-point underdogs, and they go to Iowa, a typically tough place to play, and they win. And then next two, you got Ohio State and Indiana, both top-ranked. They're going to probably be 1-2. Let's say you win one of those. Again, I don't expect this to happen, but just for the sake of argument and the what-if game we play here, what if it does? I think he should be strongly considered for the head coaching job. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Let's go to Johnny in Squirrel Hill. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Pomp. How you doing, man? Great to talk with you. You're a legend here in Pittsburgh, man, so I appreciate talking
I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I agree with you on Terry Smith. I like Terry Smith a lot. He's a great recruiter. I don't think he'll get the chance, but, I mean, they're only on 3-point underdogs tonight.
Yes, they are.
So there is a chance. I don't think they're going to be Ohio State, but Indiana, they could upset Indiana. Who knows? But the reality of it, Bob, is I never saw this year as the end-all, be-all because I never trusted Drew Aller. You go back to that Notre Dame game. I mean, I never believed in Aller, so I never saw this as, like, this was the year. It had to happen or it's never going to happen. And, I mean, great for you for talking about, you know, Franken's up on ESPN with Saban and those guys. You know, I don't know where he's going to end up, but I don't want Matt Rhule. I really don't. I think he's a boring hire. Perhaps Campbell out of Iowa State might be a better option. What do you think?
I think, first of all, Matt Rhule last night showed, I don't know if the distractions got to them, his team, but they just laid an egg. And that was against Minnesota, I believe. So I look at his resume and I just can't get over the fact that he's had worse numbers at times than James Franklin has in big games. So I don't know how Penn State can do that. Right, if that's your criticism, that you have not gotten to next level, the next level should be winning a championship, right? They leave you no room to spare.
Well, it is.
And Matt Rhule is not going – I don't think he's going to do it.
But my number one choice would obviously be Urban Meyer, but he doesn't need the headache. I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. Or professional. I mean, you see what Ohio State did. I mean, this is how smart they are. They went out and got Matt Patricia to coach the defense. Matt Patricia – he wasn't a great head coach, but he's the head coach of the NFL. I mean, they got Chip Kelly, guys like that. So Ohio State is just, their thinking is just so much, you know, more intelligent than Penn State. So it's just disappointing. But I'm afraid we're going to get Rhule because of his connection with Kraft.
Yeah, you're probably right about that, and I think that would be the wrong choice. Thanks for the call, though. I appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend. And Ohio State did, it's funny how this goes, though. Last year at this time, as they were heading into the second half of their season, they lost to Michigan, and man, the people came out in droves. They wanted Ryan Day to be fired, and he came close to being fired. You know, that's how crazy this can get, despite all the success that these programs have had. It's tough to win, man. It really is. And I don't know that every single evaluation should be on whether or not you win a national championship. You've got to get a program that is knocking on the door every year. And you can argue with James Franklin. They did that. He's an outstanding recruiter. His game day management was not very good. And ultimately, and to your point about Drew Aller, I think he is, and I'm talking about James Franklin, had too conservative of play calling. It was about, you know, risk averse, not making mistakes. I'd rather have a kid who's going to just rip it down the field. And don't worry about that. Yeah, I know you, and you stress you don't want to make mistakes, but if there's a throw to be made and you believe and you're confident enough to make the throw, make the throw. Whatever happens after that, happens after that. I thought they were a little too conservative with how they utilized him. We'll see what happens. Now, he went through successful surgery. He'll be available for the draft. I don't know what that does to his draft status. We'll find out as time goes on. Let's go to Neil in Coriopolis. Joins us here on the Bob Pompiani Show. Hey, Neil, what's up?
Hey, Pomp. Hey. So I was listening on Odyssey, running it back, and then I said, I got to give Pomp a call because you were talking about Otani, then the Steelers. So someone might have brought this up, but I'm not sure. When the Steelers play a team, we've seen this before, not only with running, but like with passing. Remember they passed the Keenan Allen all those times at one time.
Oh, in the middle of the field.
Years ago.
Yes.
And remember in 07, this is all under Tomlin, in 07 when the Patriots threw 35 straight times and we were all like, what, why they're just, you know, and then Flacco with that RPO, and he kept it. I feel like that was like, let me just rub it in their face because they have no clue what we're going to do right now.
And well, that play more specifically, first of all, I'm going to credit them for the play call and his execution. Yeah. I don't think anyone expected that call.
No,
right? Did you?
I didn't. Nobody did. And I was just, at that point, I'm just laughing because we can't stop, you know, a wet paper bag at that point. And so I just think that they need to somehow adjust in game. And it's almost like, I don't know if our players, our defense is watching film. Like, you should be able to study a guy like Flacco that's played for so long. And it's like they refuse. The stubbornness really becomes your Achilles heel when you refuse to change your game plan. It's like, I thought they would come out of second half. Well, I was hoping. I didn't think they would, because I know that Tomlin does not do that. It's like, we ran out of bullets, or we ran out of this, or we couldn't do that. We didn't have the personnel. There's always an excuse instead of just adjusting. So many teams adjust. I mean, I coach like peewee basketball, and if man's not working, we're going to switch to zone. You know, and if it, you got to do something.
Yeah, I didn't think they adjusted well. They made several different uses of zone, but that's to me, that's not an adjustment, because you're basically just coming out with the same approach, which is not to pressure the quarterback, or at least if you're counting on two or three guys and that's it, you're going to be. I don't care how bad Cincinnati's offensive line is, they're going to win that battle. You got to come at them with different looks and different kind of blitzes from all over.
And so many people with Watt, you know, I hear that Watt doesn't want to move around. It's like, you play for me. You need to move where we want you to move. It's like, you keep doing the same thing. You either fake outside and then you go inside. You do your spin sometimes. It's just, you're going, like that guy said earlier, you're going too wide. It's like, switch him around, put him up the middle, do something. I mean, you got to change something. We can't keep doing the same things over and over again.
Thanks. And they appreciate that. Welcome. That's one of our things that we do with Joe and Austin. Here we are doing the same things over and over again. You'll hear that clip if you listen to the show middays 10 to 2. Let's go to Glenn in Green County. Glenn, what's going on out there in Green County where things are still green? They should be changing leaves, and it's not so much.
Well, it's changing a good bit. But, hey, I want to mention, and you know what? I thought that it seems like the college coaches need to take a note from what's happening in the NFL. You got to change the way your players are, especially with the NIL. These kids think they're something right off the bat, you know, and you got to be able to adjust and recruit them guys and also be able to handle them for 2-3 years while they're playing.
Well, you may not even be guaranteed, Glenn, as you're going to get them for 2 or 3 years, because if they have a good year, then someone's going to come in and make an offer to them, and you have to re-recruit them. It's a very, very difficult time.
I think it's evolving similar to the NFL. Is like these players, it just has to, you got to get guys that are better at doing that and working with them kids. And the other thing I wanted to mention, I couldn't believe that the defense for the Steelers couldn't jump the routes that he was doing. Why not? If you were taking the chances you were taking with Chase, why the hell weren't you jumping the routes?
Well, again, it's a philosophy kind of thing, Glenn. Thanks for the call. I just thought the whole approach there was not the right approach for that team. And I know the quarterback was better than Browning was. I know Flacco has that, but he didn't have a whole lot of time to consume that game plan, the terminology that comes with it, their playbook, and do anything. But yet, in that game against Green Bay, if you watched it, for the first half, they didn't do much. It took him a long time, and they did a good job shutting down Chase and Higgins in that game. Second half, things started to warm up a bit, but they still lost and generated just 18 points. I thought they would be, you know, still struggling with those same issues, but the Steelers did not force that, and as a result, they paid. One more call here, Joel, before we go to break, and that would be Big Al and Robinson. You're on, Big Al. What's new?
Hey, Bob, I guess you earned that $500,000 salary morning, noon, and night. Hey, Bob. Did nobody ever mention Harvey Haddix, 13 innings? You ever see that before?
Yeah, we talked about that a few weeks ago, Al, and that's tremendous. And honestly, he should be credited. I don't know if he ever was, though. He should be credited with a perfect game, because that was designed for 9 innings, not 13.
Hey, yeah, and Bob, one other thing I saw. I was a senior and you were born. I'll be 82. But at Gale Sayers against the Steelers, ran a 105-yard kickoff return. They called it back. He ran 102 the other side. I never saw it before.
Oh, wow. Your experience is good. You're showing us what you got that experience. I appreciate that call, man. I hope you're doing well. You're looking good,
Bob, though. One other thing. Otani, one thing I would do, I wouldn't even pitch to the guy. Why don't they just walk him? Why do they pitch to the guy?
Well, because they have Betts, Freeman, and a whole bunch of other guys who can, you know, If I would pitch to him, I would pitch very carefully to him. I would not allow him to hit pitches that he's looking for. And I think last night he was looking and he guessed right.
Just wave him down to first.
All right. That could be a strategy.
You earn your salary, bud. That $500,000, you
do
good.
And that's not like that. I wish you knew what that was. But thanks, Al. You can negotiate the next deal for me. Appreciate it. All right, man, we got to take a break. We have Max in Westford. Matt, hang on. We'll get to you after we take a quick break and an update from Joel Nelson. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Rolling right along here. Paul Alexander will take the microphone at 1 o'clock. He'll be on till 4:30 when we re-greet you with Pitt and the preview show with Syracuse coming up tonight, 7:30. We start at 4:30. Doran Dickerson will join me along with Johnny Patrician as we get you set for that game. And Pitt, with some renewed life, some renewed optimism with their true freshman quarterback who's done such a great job, Mason Heinschel. 412-928-9370. I want to tell you that the Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's beautiful outside. Expect highs in the low 70s, lows in the 40s. Rain moves in tomorrow. And right now, Matt is moving in. He joins us in Wexford right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, hi, Bob. Maybe I'm trying to connect the dots and that's not going to make a picture, except that I'm interested in the Penn State selection coach selection for their new coach. I thought I read in the paper last week that the five or six kids from the WPIL all decommitted except for the quarterback from Fort Cherry,
Matt Sieg. Yes,
and they mentioned that their representative or their agent was Justin King. Justin King is Terry Smith's son. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering how much that factors into the selection if, in fact, Smith is not selected as the coach, just how much the influence that Justin King will have in telling his the kids that he represents that maybe they ought to find another place.
Well, you know, I don't know about that situation and how much he controls of what they want to do. I do know that every year becomes a year-to-year proposition with these guys. They decommitted because they could, and they're going to get different offers from different teams. Now, some of them may still come back to Penn State depending on what happens. Matt,
well, they all had offers to begin with.
I know that, but they're going to get probably bigger offers. When you see coaches swoop in, when they sense an opportunity to steal, buddy, that price goes up. It's a give-and-take game. Matt Sieg is, I think he's going to maybe explore options, but he said he's still on track to sign here at Penn State. So, I mean, I remember just last week, he had an unbelievable, I think it was against Bishop Canavan too. They beat him 59-19. He had 270 yards rushing, three touchdowns, a 55-yard punt return, and an 86-yard pick six. Talent. All these guys are talented, so therefore they're going to get their share of takes from whoever it is. But I ask, before it ever comes to that, Terry Smith would have to first get a job here, and I'm asking you, if they should somehow win at Iowa tonight and then win in the next two, one of the next two against Ohio State and Indiana, one of the two, would he be in line to become that head coach? Would they trust enough from what they've seen so that they don't have to go anywhere else? The answer might be right under their noses.
Well, that certainly moves them up the ladder, that's for sure. I suppose the influence that his son would have over the kids that decommitted might in fact fall in his favor.
Yeah, you know, the problem, and thanks, Matt, for the call, with all these speculations, you saw what happened to Kurt Cignetti. He signed last year for $4.5 million a year in Indiana. They had a very good year. They ponied up for him. And because of all this speculation, what Penn State might be looking at Kurt Cignetti, number one, it's a tough time to do it. You're right in the middle of a season. They have a playoff. They're ranked third in the country. They have a high list of priorities of what they want to get done this year. But it didn't stop them immediately for saying, all right, we're going to rip up that contract we just gave you. The ink is still not dry on it, and we're going to give you a new one for $93 million, $11.5 million a year. And if you're sick, now you got to say, absolutely, thank you very much, and I'm not going anywhere. Why would he? There are a lot of coaches like that who have deals right now. By the end of this, and again, this season could draw out, and whoever is the new head coach down the road is going to be behind the eight ball because you got to do a whole bunch of work here. You're going to lose out on some recruiting opportunities, transfer portals. Guys may decide to go someplace else before they decide to come to you if it's so late in the proceedings. So Penn State's in a bad situation from that point of view right now. But that's something they created by firing James Franklin. And they just got tired of being where they were, which was a good program, on the rise, always in the top 25, mostly in the top 10, but they couldn't get it done at the highest level. And I think the fact that they lost those two games back-to-back as 20-point favorites just was the nail in the coffin there for James Franklin. So we'll see how this goes, but Terry Smith has an opportunity, certainly. They are going to Iowa, where they're not favored in this game. Iowa is typically a very difficult place to play, especially for Penn State over the years. They've won some games, but they've also lost one. Then they have Ohio State there and then Indiana at home. And this will be interesting to see if he can, you know, take a team that had back-to-back losses to 20-point underdogs, you know, re-energize them, and they win a game tonight in Iowa. And all of a sudden people say, wow, that's a pretty good job by Terry Smith. And then they pull one of two upsets in the next 2 weeks. I think it'd be hard not to look at Terry Smith as a legitimate candidate. Once again, last night, in case you missed it, Shohei Ohtani with what I thought is the best single-game playoff performance in sports history. And yes, I know there are a lot of other things that would rise to that level, but nothing can be better than a guy who, since 1903, when they start keeping track, 3,279 postseason games. You've never seen a guy throw six scoreless, strike out 10, and hit three prodigious home runs, and that's what he did. That's better than anything I've ever seen. And that guy already has made the $700 million back that the Dodgers gave him in deferred payments. So he's already made that back to the Dodgers in terms of global marketing, media, some of the sales of his jersey in Japan and all over the world. The thing I liked about him, too, is last night, you know, he starts every game when he shows up at bat by tipping his hat to the other team, specifically the manager of that team. Very, very tremendous show of sportsmanship, I think. But last night when he received the National League Series MVP. He took it. He just bowed his head and thank you as appreciation. No showboating there at all for that guy. He's a tremendous dude on the field, I think. And boy, he leads the way. And that pitching staff is going to be tough to deal with whoever wins Seattle and Toronto. Penguins tonight in action. They'll take on San Jose, looking to make it 4-2 after a come from behind win against the LA Kings the other night. They were down 2-0 in that game and came back to win it. Good shorthanded goal there by Philip Hollander. That was the difference of this game, set up by Rickard Rakell. Crosby added a goal in that game as well. So did Malkin. Penguins look to get 4-2 tonight. Lots of good college football on tap for today. Join us tonight on KDK Sports. We'll have a recap for you on television. And we'll see you again tomorrow night when we do it all for the number one Cochran Sports Showdown. But that's going to do it for me. Thanks to Joel Nelson behind the glass here. Coming up, it's Paul Alexander. Later today, Pitt Syracuse right here on your home for Panther Sports at Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Have a great day, everyone.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.